The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. It's championship week, baby. That's all I know. We've got four teams that are still with the opportunity to play for the biggest prize in all of the NFL. We had a great showcase in the NBA last night on ABC. Can't complain about how the Spurs went out there and played. Kawhi Leonard is in a serious groove. Dude has scored 30-plus for six straight games. And he's looked pretty damn good doing it, too. There is something I'm upset about within the NBA, though. Russell Westbrook absolutely, positively should be starting in the All-Star game. And I understand it's a popularity vote, and it's also a popularity vote within the NBA. That's what I've learned. And I don't understand how in the world this dude is not one of the top 10 favorite players out of anybody in the NBA. Let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, there's a lot to what you said about the All-Star game, the NBA, good showcase last night in Cleveland, and, you know, of course, the Final Four in the NFL to play for Super Bowl 51 in a couple weeks.
Some great college basketball going on, too. We can't forget about that. But so much happening in the sports world. We all know it. 1-800-878-7529. That's how you get involved. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and we're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Coming now, buddy. We on our horse all day long. Let's just kick that butt all day long.
Pick it up. Don't stop. Pick it up. Let's go.
Get after the ball. Tattoo somebody.
Regulators, mount up. We're coming.
Pro football is a mirror of early America, reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial.
There he is! Whoa! Whoa! Good job! Good job!
That's what I make a play out there, buddy. Nice job.
Over Pirate 2. Ready?
45 blast!
Yes, we have three!
45 blast!
Keep on playing at this level now, huh? Keep it up, baby. Keep it up.
We're gonna be here all day, baby!
Is this fun or what?
The game is wide open, not confined. X's and O's on a blackboard are translated into imagination on the field. It can be one man rising above the obscurity of the grim, no-glory duty of special teams. It is a lineman clawing through the carnage at the scrimmage line and devouring a quarterback.
Brown right, Fox 2 run on set, ready?
The game is perpetual motion. A swirl of flying bodies in constant collision. A 2.5 hour carnival of color, sound, and action.
I got a little something for you.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. But now's the time to work and strain at a sport that tests the spirit and challenges the brain.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I'd like to have 75 degrees and sunny all the time too, but that's not football.
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain?
We're gonna play it soon, lightning and rain.
Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
This stuff lights your fireman, the pilot lights out.
This football team is coming into our place. We're standing in our way.
This is a game of the heart. Focus and finish.
A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Rodgers in the shotgun takes the snap. Has some time initially. Buying more time. Wings the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown! Over the middle. Randall Cobb, his third touchdown catch of the game. 30-13. A dagger into the New York Giants.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. I don't even know if I need to say anything. I just want to keep hearing that guy talk, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Man, it's a big day in the National Football League. I think we've got four really good football teams taking the field for a shot at the ultimate prize. I can't wait, man. I know that you're excited for the NFC matchup, and everybody should be. You know, it's indoor football, unfortunately, which takes a little bit off of the playoff edge, but we're going to get a game in Foxborough between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots, and we're going to see the Green Bay Packers on the field to potentially play a team that they've played before in the Super Bowl, at least a franchise that they've played before in the Super Bowl. You know, they weren't so successful against Brett Favre against the Patriots way back in the day, and then, A-Rodge against the Steelers. So those are two opponents the Packers fans have seen go down to the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl, and, there's some work ahead. You know, you got the semifinals first, but, everybody's got to be thinking about that Super Bowl at this point.
Look, bottom line is, like you said, four teams: Green Bay, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and the Patriots. And it's not surprising either that these are four of the best quarterbacks in the game. I've said it so many times, man. It's one of those things. I love to be right. I'll say I hate to be right, but I love to be right, man. And I always say it's the usual suspects at the end of the day. Well, once again, we got the usual suspects. We got Aaron Rodgers. We got Tom Brady. We got Big Ben Roethlisberger. And I'll be honest with you, Matty Ice is darn good himself.
Could you say that these are the top four, not among the top quarterbacks, but the top four quarterbacks in the game? I mean, maybe Joe Flacco in a good year could work his way into this category. We know that how hot and cold Eli are, is. But, there's no Peyton Manning anymore. I mean, I think that we put Brady, Roethlisberger, Rodgers in the top three. And I don't know that there's anybody else that's better than Matt Ryan. I think that we're seeing the four best, most important position in the game for their teams, on the huge stage, man.
Not even a question, to be honest with you. What A-Rodge has done is it speaks volumes. It is what it is, man. He is flat out the best in the game right now.
And they're all good in their own ways, too.
Absolutely.
Roethlisberger is a completely different animal, and he's just so impressive because, he is blessed with the physical size, but just his strength. He pump fakes with one arm. He's very cerebral. He's surrounded by some great weapons, and I don't think that there's a better runner in the game right now than Le'Veon Bell. I think that just his patience, his ability to work in that offense and make things happen, both catching the ball out of the backfield and running the ball between the tackles, it's really impressive. I think, it's so nice. It's such a relief, especially for someone like me that's a fan of a very bad team, to watch the game at its best, at its most crisp. And, Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to talk about stale material, but that 3rd-and-20 play to set up the game-winning field goal down in the Jerry Dome was really something else. It was just it was indicative of the player that he's been. And I think that I finally have evolved on from the take that if he doesn't have Jordy Nelson on the field, he can't play at his best. And I think that I've evolved past that take, that thought. And Aaron Rodgers, you could give him a very bad cast. I've heard it suggested that the Green Bay Packers team could be the very worst roster ever to win a Super Bowl, and nobody's counting them out just yet.
I mean, look, bottom line is you're only as good as your backups are, especially in the NFL. And with the Green Bay Packers year in and year out, we seem to see the backups more often than not. But with that being said, I give a lot of credit to a lot of people. First and foremost, big fat Mike McCarthy. I'm pretty critical on the guy, but at 4-6, he could have lost these guys. Let's not kid ourselves. Aaron Rodgers came out and said, we're going to run the table, and everybody's rallied behind him. They've gotten 8 straight. I truly think he meant running the table in the purest form, and that means winning 10 straight games. I don't think he meant just winning the division and making the playoffs. I really do. I really think that there was deeper meaning to what Aaron Rodgers was saying. Aaron Rodgers was saying, look, we have the ability to win all of this if we go out there and we play the way that we can play Packer football. And we've seen it for the past 8 weeks now. He's a man on a mission. And the only one stopping Aaron Rodgers right now is Aaron Rodgers, or maybe the flu that he's got, or maybe the potential that the Packers are having trouble getting out of Wisconsin on Saturday to get there for the game. There's so many things that are going up against the Packers. But you know what? When adversity strikes, that's when like a, you're the most dangerous, at least in my humble opinion. I expect the Packers to play even a better game than they did in Dallas. I really do.
That being said, I've seen you shoot down the notion this week, and I want to bring it to the air, that it's not Super Bowl or bust. This team's really done a lot. You know, you never want to say it's okay if they lose. But you look at the run that they went on. They ran the table. They won the division. They took down the number one seed. They slayed that dragon in Dallas. What a great football game. What a great pair of football games we got last Sunday with the Steelers and Chiefs game kind of playing out that same way. Team with the ball last is probably going to win the football game. But Aaron Rodgers, man, just something else. Those Green Bay Packers have really won me over, and they've impressed me a lot.
Yeah, and you just keep predicting them to lose because that seems to be a winning formula for me and the Green Bay Packers.
I might have to help you out like that.
I predict them to win, you predict them to lose. I go 4-0, you go like 2-2. Let's just keep that up, man. Anyways, just kidding around. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back, everybody.
Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, scrambles right. Now, winds up, rainbows into the end zone, and it is caught.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Yeah.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
We'll be right back.
First and 10, Green Bay at the New York 30. Packers leading 14-13. Snap, Rodgers in the pocket, over the middle. Got Randall Cobb, bolting in the 10 to the 5. High stepping, end zone, touchdown, Green Bay. What an answer. 30-yard touchdown pass to Randall Cobb.
What the hell's going on out here?
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I've got Jeff Rich with me, like he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want thoughts. We want opinions. We definitely want to know what's on your mind, especially on Championship Week, Championship Sunday. And speaking of that, man, I don't know if you've caught some of what's going on down under with the tennis, Jeff. But there have been plenty of upsets already in the Australian Open. Andy Murray goes down. In early morning, he went down. Just some unbelievable tennis being played out there. Seriously, man. And I know we don't really talk about it much, but and especially since it's on like in the middle of the night because they're playing in Australia. But I'll tell you what. Some unbelievable things happening on the tennis court. Djokovic goes down. Murray goes down. Kerber goes down on the women's side. She's the number one player. So there's some big upsets going on and in general.
That one kind of sneaks up on you. The tennis season kind of comes out of nowhere. You know when the Daytona 500's happening. You know when NASCAR season's going to kick off. You know when the Masters is happening. You know when that major is. But playing that major so early in the season, and like you said, you know, in the middle of the night for most of us here in the United States, it's tough. And, you know, I mean, honestly, it was just on Saturday night. And that's, you know, that's how I realized that the Aussie had started.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is some of those big dogs that I would never have expected have already gone down, like Djokovic and Murray and Kerber on the women's side. So definitely leaving things open for Serena to put herself in a category all alone, to be honest with you, surpassing Steffi Graf, which would be unreal. So
let me ask you something about Serena. At present, does Serena occupy the top spot in the tennis world with such a stronghold a la Tiger Woods from about 1998 to 2005?
No, because here's the thing, man. At this point, she's 35 years old, 34, somewhere in there, and she's definitely on the decline. However, with that being said, she's still one of, if not the best woman player, and probably the best woman player of all time. So when it comes to heart, determination, the desire to win, especially at a major, I'm never going to question Serena. I'm never going to question a Djokovic. I'm never going to question an Andy Murray. I'm never going to question a Roger Federer, even though he's coming back and looking fantastic, by the way, in his comeback. Plays Nadal, which will be fantastic. I can't wait to see that matchup next. Unreal. Again, some of the matchups there, some of the names, just ridiculous. But no,
let me ask you something about the game itself. Are we on the verge of new blood on the men's side at least?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I mean, a lot of those guys at the top, like Federer, like Nadal, like Djokovic, like Murray, they're not spring chickens anymore. Like, seriously. So,
but I mean, who are these kids that are going to come take those spots? Just because it's there for the taking, it still means somebody has to step up and play their game and really take it.
You're right. No, you're right. And that's why we haven't figured out quite yet. You know, the Berdiches of the world has been able to crack the top 10, but never really getting over that hump. The Monfises of the world have been able to, you know, show us a flash in the pan here and there and make some noise and damage. The Willie Joe Tsongas of the world have even done it at times. So you're right, man, that there's the lack of consistency in the game, which is what makes it interesting, because those top four or five guys are so consistent. But we've finally seen a little bit of a kink in the armor where Murray goes down, where Djokovic goes down, where Kerber goes down early in this tournament. So ultimately, man, very, very impressed with what I've seen down under. I am watching it, even though it's in the middle of the night. My girlfriend hates it because she wakes up at like 3 a.m. and she's like, are you still watching this? And I'm like, yeah, sort of here and there, in and out of my sleep. But truth be told,
this is kind of a one-off though. This is kind of the one middle of the night thing. You know, it's not like you're a cricket fan or an F1 fan where every race is, you know, every race or every competition is literally on the other side of the world. So the clock is reversed. I mean, if you got to stay up for the middle of the night, do you ever stay up in the middle of the night and watch that 24 hours of college basketball season when they kick off?
I do, actually. I'm just weird like that, man, because when it comes to sports, I really can't get enough of them. So ultimately, man, I'm watching sports pretty much all the time. I got sports going on in the background while we do the show. I got sports going on when I'm sleeping. Like I said, my girlfriend hates it. At 3 a.m, she wakes up and sees the TV on and she's yelling at me going, it's time to go to bed. And I'm like, well, there's still sports on. And she's like, this stuff isn't live. I'm like, yeah, it is live. It's actually live. It's going on in Australia right now. And that's why it's on right now. So bottom line is, sports are always around us. We can get them all the time. And where I was going with the tennis analogy in the first place was back to the gridiron of the football field, because it's desire, determination, and hard work and everything that we heard in the intro about those guys going out there on the football field. And at this point, you're really playing for that guy next to you more so than ever, man. And to be quite honest, it shows with those Green Bay Packers every time I watch them. And we all know I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. I predict them to win most weeks, and most weeks for at least the last 8, I've been right. But with that being said, it just takes those guys going out there and making plays. And you alluded to the play that was made against the Cowboys to set them up for that remarkable field goal kick, not once but twice, by Crosby. And if you think about what he did in the last minute and a half of the game, kicking 3 field goals, obviously only 2 of them counted, but 3 field goals of 50 yards or more, he set a record. The guy has ice in his veins, in all honesty, all those guys. I wonder how they walk around at times, to be honest with you, Jeff, because they have so much cojones, if you will. And When you make plays like they make, and you have the ability to do that week in and week out, the Hail Mary is not a Hail Mary. I hate to say it. It's a planned play. You know that Aaron Rodgers is going to throw that ball and try to get it to somebody in the end zone. The play to Jared Cook, Cookie, that wasn't a Hail Mary, man. That was a play that they worked on during the week. And by the way, during the week, they didn't even make the play. They didn't convert it. So he made sure that he got his feet in bounds this time. But truth be told, man, Aaron Rodgers goes out there. He writes this thing up on his hand. He says, you go this way, you go that way, you go this way, get open. I don't know if you happen to see this, but there were several times throughout that game where he made some little gestures, or he said little things to certain people. Did you catch the time on third down when he said to Ty Montgomery, get open, I'm throwing you the ball? Ty Montgomery got open, he threw him the ball, and they got the first down. They moved the chains. Did you see the time when he spoke to Mike McCarthy on the sideline and he put his hands together and he rubbed his fingers and he said, Mike, it's money time, I want the ball? Did you see those things, Jeff? Did you see those little things that happened in the football game against Dallas and the confidence that we saw out of Aaron Rodgers and everybody else on that field? That's the one thing that I took away from the Green Bay Packers winning in Dallas. I never saw them crumble like a cookie. All I saw was confidence. They had poise. They had the calm about them that I have never, ever seen before in a Green Bay Packer team, Jeff. And it was pretty damn special, to be honest with you, man.
You know what Aaron Rodgers has become, you know, and he assumed the role the day that he became a starter, you know, the generic tag of leader, you know, just by proclamation of the position. But, you know, everything that you're talking about, the little intricacies, the leadership, the ability to be the coach on the field, and the ability to veto the coach when he wants to take the ball out of his hands, you know, the sum of all of those parts equal the full product. And I think that you're going to look at, you know, Aaron's what, 33? He's, you know, he's 6-7 years younger than Tom Brady. I think that you're going to look, especially if that ends up being our Super Bowl, I think that you're going to reevaluate maybe who holds that number one spot, because I think that it's been conceded to Brady for a long time, and maybe that shouldn't be the case anymore.
Look, bottom line is, like we said at the start, we have four fantastic quarterbacks. They all have skills that are superior to everybody else in the NFL. But one guy, Aaron Rodgers, does it with less than everybody else. And I think that that's what really separates him. And you can make your argument that Brady's had his moments where he doesn't have this or that, and Gronk's out and Edelman's out. And I understand it. But you also got to understand that that system has really, really helped people too, because Garoppolo was successful. Matty Cassel was successful with Bill Belichick. So there's a little bit more to it. And I think you and I, and those that really know, are kind of seeing through. A-Rodge is the man. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Let's get on board. Hit us up on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Get on board. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just $10. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all $10. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Buffalo Sports. This would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. 1-800-878-7529. Get on board. Let us know what's on your mind. Who do you think is going to win the games today? Is it going to be ATL? Is it going to be Green Bay? Is it going to be the Steelers or is it going to be the Patriots? I got my thoughts. I got my opinions. We'll share them with you in a little bit. But 1-800-878-7529 if you want to get on board and let us know. Hit us up on Twitter at Jeff Rich, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorvon Sports, and then obviously here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, you just mentioned something to me, so let's hear what's going on in baseball, because I know that there's something, and I'm not up to speed, to be honest with you, for the most part, because I've been so knee-deep into what's going on with my Green Bay Packers, and I think you can kind of understand where my head is at right now. So tell me and everybody else about some of the nonsense or craziness that's going on in baseball.
Well, not necessarily just in baseball, but just in the world, in life. Former Indian and Arizona Diamondback Andy Marte was killed in a car accident in the Dominican Republic overnight. I knew that about that before we went to air. You know, Andy Marte, obviously not the biggest name in sports with everything that's going on, but Yordano Ventura, he was the ace for that Kansas City Royals team that won the World Series a few years back, and unfortunately, he was also killed in a car accident in the Dominican Republic. So baseball loses, two of its own overnight. And obviously the Kansas City Royals community, I mean, I'm seeing that it's, they're saying the worst thing that's happened since 2-8-99 in Kansas City sports. And I'm guessing just from the context of that that's the day that Derek Thomas passed away, also in a car accident. So tough times for fans of those teams, the families, and the baseball community in general. I know there's a lot going on, but sometimes we gotta pause on what's going on the court and on the field, and see what's going on in the rest of the world with these people when they take off the uniform and they live normal lives like the rest of us. You can't take anything for granted for sure.
Speaking of normal lives, a lot of those Green Bay Packers that have been banged up, like Jordy Nelson, like Geronimo, like Burnett, as far as I know, Jeff, they are all going to give it a go. And what I heard is that the guys overseas sent Jordy Nelson some Kevlar padding so that he can get out there and play on the football field. So if that doesn't show you that the Green Bay Packers are truly America's team, then I don't know what does, because the troops want this guy on the field. I want him on the field. And as far as I know, all those guys are going to give it a go. I don't know if they play one play. I don't know if they play 60. I don't know if they play the whole game. But the fact of the matter that they're giving it a go, it lets you know the magnitude of this football game. This is something that doesn't come very often, man. You get a chance to go win the NFC championship and be the representative from the NFC to play in the Super Bowl. I think that, honestly, man, I have a bad back today. I can barely move. But for some weird reason, I know that the adrenaline would get going and the juices would be flowing. And for some weird reason or another, I probably would be able to give it a go myself. Like honestly, man, there's just something about the magnitude and the enormity of this game. I don't even know if that's a word, but these games are enormous today, man. And guys are willing to do just about anything to get on that field and play.
I think that lends itself to the heart and the credo of the Green Bay Packers. You know, you don't play for an owner or a front office. You play for your city. I mean, they're grandfathered into that. That's a sweetheart deal that I think that it would be wonderful for the entire NFL, you know, to be owned by their hometown community, the way that the Green Bay Packers are. You know, you don't want to be Jay Cutler on the exercise cycle on the sideline during a conference championship game. I mean, that's how, you know, that's not how the Green Bay Packers got there last time. The Green Bay Packers got there last time the same way that they need to do in Atlanta to get there this time. And that's just ride number 12, you know, just let it ride and keep on going. And something's working. You know, last week's divisional playoff game between the Packers and the Cowboys, you know, that wasn't a game that anybody gave away. That was a game that you had to go out and go get it. You know, put the women and children to bed and go hunting for bleeping dinner. And that's what Aaron Rodgers did. You know, I know that there's a Green Bay Packers slant on this show, but you know, we're kind of slighting the other side of this NFC Championship game by not mentioning the Atlanta Falcons and everything that they're able to do, everything that Kyle Shanahan's able to do. And I really like the Dan Quinn quote, though I said, you know, he had the advantage last week against the Seattle Seahawks just, you know, by way of familiarity, but he doesn't want to create Seattle Southeast. He wants to create, you know, the new Atlanta, and I think that he's done a good job with that. It'll be interesting to see, because Kyle Shanahan's probably going to be the next head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. So is this the last year that the magic is all together with what they've got with Coleman and Freeman in that running game? And you know, Julio Jones is obviously the feature, but Matty Ice, you know, throws it around. So, you know, if he can't find number 11, he's got a lot of options, and that might be what burdens the Green Bay Packers. I don't know that they've taken on an offense like this, though the Dallas Cowboys are pretty darn close.
Look, bottom line is, you're right. I'm not disrespecting the Atlanta Falcons at all. That's a damn good football team. We've talked about Matty Ice. He's great. We're talking about four of the best quarterbacks in the game, if not the four best quarterbacks in the game. That running game with the two-headed monster that they have, very good. Those wide receivers, other than Julio Jones, very good, capable. Julio Jones, even when he's hurt, going to get double teamed, maybe even triple teamed. Other guys are going to be open. Other guys are going to make plays. So yeah, man, I'm definitely worried about what that Atlanta offense can bring. However, I don't know what that Atlanta defense is really all about, and I do know what Aaron Rodgers is all about. So what I'm really trying to say to you at the end of the day is it's going to be Aaron Rodgers against the Atlanta defense, and it's going to be Matty Ice against a lackluster, half-put-together secondary for the Green Bay Packers. Advantage goes to Matty Ice, for sure. No doubt. But, again, I think the most dangerous person or most dangerous animal is an animal that's wounded, right? So the Green Bay Packers are wounded. Their backs have been up against the wall for 8 weeks. They're dangerous, man. And I'm continuing to tell you they're dangerous.
Yeah, you're like Val Kilmer in Top Gun there with the dangerous line there. You know, look at it, what Atlanta's given up on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They allowed 31 points there, 32 points in New Orleans in a game that they won, 33 points at home against Carolina, 33 points at home against the San Diego Chargers. And I don't know if
Packers
you're
put up points on them too during the year. Packers, we lost the game.
Packers lost the game, but they put up 32 points on them. Yes. I mean, this is a team that you could score on. The Saints scored all the time. The Saints didn't have much in the way of a defense, and I think the Packers are better off than the New Orleans Saints are, obviously, by where they are and, you know, with the Saints sitting on the couch. So this is a team that gives up a lot of points. They score a lot of points, too. So, I mean, is this going to be another one of those games where it's just a matter of whoever has the ball last is going to win the football game?
Very well could be. That's a great way to look at it. Going to be an interesting game. It really is. It's one of those games where, I mean, I hate to say it, it's either going to be something like 44-40, or it's going to be like 46-24. You know, it's going to be somebody either making a lot of plays and somebody not making enough, and it's going to be due to injuries and whatnot, or however it plays out. But ultimately, man, you know, I'm looking for the 44-40 game, and hopefully we get it. With the Patriots and the Steelers, we may get another unbelievable football game, 27-24, 30-27, 21-24, something like that. I hate to say it, but I think both these games are going to be close. I don't think the margin of error is all that much. Let me ask you this, too. With all the nonsense that's gone on with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Antonio Brown, the locker room distractions, the guys getting flu. Again, I'd almost say that I think Pittsburgh is dangerous, man. They got a lot to prove. You know, when you talk junk about another team, the bottom line is this. We hear so much about how everybody respects their opponents. We found out that that's all a bunch of BS, and that's for the media. At least I did. In the locker room, the real truth is said. And they want to kick the Patriots' butt. Let's be honest. There's no love loss here. So with what they did and causing the distractions, Antonio Brown and Tomlinson having to answer questions, does that make Pittsburgh a little more dangerous, in your humble opinion, Jeff?
I don't think that there is any way that you find a new gear because of locker room material or bulletin board material. Like, you know, Antonio Brown, it was dumb. You know, he was trying to outreach and, you know, interact with his fan base, and, you know, it just kind of went awry. As far as what Mike Tomlin said, I don't put a lot of stock into that. I think that's the kind of stuff you say. You know, every football game, I think that every football game that I played in since the beginning of time, if we were losing at halftime, we'd come into the locker room and inevitably one player would say, "These guys ain't you know what." And it didn't mean anything. It's just the stuff you say because you want to get fired up. You always want to believe that you can win, and you always want to believe that your opponent is – you want to hate your opponent. You want to create hate for your opponent, you know, whether they're a rival or whether you think they cheat or whether they run their mouths too much or they're cocky or arrogant. You always want to go at those guys. And, I think that it's going to come down to who's the better football team. And, the Steelers are a lot like the Packers right now. I think that they're rolling downhill, and they're only gathering steam as they go further ahead. And they've got they've got just enough. They don't have a fantastic defense. They don't have a lot of playmakers, but they have three. And, a lot of teams don't even have one. So their ability to score points is unquestioned. Whether they can stop Tom Brady and the New England Patriots is yet to be determined. But, the involvement of the tight end in that New England Patriots offense, they kind of stop and go on that. So I kind of think that the clock struck midnight on the Patriots being able to get it done with pieces parts.
Look, at this point, you can't disrespect any of these teams. They're all good. But what I'm trying to say is we learned something about what goes on behind closed doors. We learned that when guys address the media and they say, "Hey, I respect my opponent. They're great. We're going to have to go out and play our best, da-da-da-da-da." Well, what goes on in the locker room is something a lot different. And I've been in locker rooms. I'm sure you've been in locker rooms. For the most part, what is said in there usually never leaks out. And because of social media and because of people not paying attention to detail, that's when you have things like this happen. Antonio Brown learned a lesson, but I also learned a lesson too. And that lesson is there's plenty of talk going on in the locker room about beating your opponent and what you really feel about that opponent. So when they address the media and they say, "Oh, they're great, we got to play our best," in the back of your mind, we know what they're really thinking. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll wrap this hour up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I want to hear from you people, man. 1-800-878-7529. My Facebook Live is going crazy, so some of those people that are voicing their opinion on Facebook Live should voice their opinions on the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can also hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. But definitely let us know what's on your mind. Give us some final scores. Give us thoughts and opinions on what you think is going to happen in the games today. There is another game going on besides the Green Bay Packer game. I do know that. Believe me. Patriots and Steelers. And I got to say this, Jeff. You know, I told you before the season started. I told you before the playoffs started that we were going to have the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers playing in the Super Bowl. Now, honestly, man, real quickly, in about 10 seconds, did you ever think I'd be anywhere close to being right?
You've been right before. You're right from time to time. Blind dog finds a bone every once in a while. You know how that goes.
Oh, that's nice. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Another hour to come. Want you to get on board. 1-800-878-7529. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.